What's up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs, Eric Kim in the house. Some thoughts. Okay, how to live more courageously, why courage is the future. So the first thought is maximum sun exposure. So even when it's a bit cold, the optimal strategy is to, just put a sleeveless down vest, or just cut off the sleeves in your own clothes and make it your own. And think about even just like cutting these leggings in half to also make like kind of my own half legging tights and do it that way. So there's many different ways you could be courageous in everyday life. So, you know, I think a first big one is social courage, like having the courage to say hi to people, be friendly. And actually, I think the truth is, in today's world, it actually does take more courage to be friendly than to be, you know, typical anti-social loser with, you know, trying to pretend like you's hidden, but you's obviously not. So, honestly, yeah, just don't be a dummy boy, and no sunglasses, no facial hair, no hat, and whatever you approach things in life, make eye contact, smile, and say hi to all individuals. So, other ways to be courageous. So, also like social, economic, financial, Bitcoin related courage. I mean, like once you have insight, conviction, a belief in a thing, yeah, just commit 100%. Like, I also have a theory. The reason why people don't like to have kids no more or get married, essentially people are lacking courage. They don't want to be committed 100%. And to be committed 100% to an idea, it's like kind of not that big of a deal. It's like, you know, people make it to be kind of more whatever than it actually is. But the truth of the fact of the matter is, like to commit yourself in a marriage is actually something that makes life a lot easier, more enjoyable, and more interesting. So I think make monogamy cool again. So, and people talking about diversification is like 100% to Bitcoin or MSTR. It's like, why is that such a bad idea? People think it's a bad idea. You don't diversify, you know, like by investing your time and your monies in other people's kid as well as your kid. You don't diversify by having five wives. You don't diversify by owning 10 phones, right? Like everyone has their iPhone, whatever. You don't have a Samsung, a Pixel, a Huawei. Nobody wants a Huawei. Just in case. And then even, most people also typically just drive one car. I mean, you could have multiple cars, but, you know, ultimately the true marker of commitment is what's your daily driver? Like, what's your daily? And so the idea of daily is kind of a good one, because the most useless car is the one you don't drive. So yeah, still the if you have a 12-inch wee-wee, you got to join the big Prius Energy crew, the big PP crew, P-E. If you have a big P-E-N-I-S, you drive a P-R-I-U-S. like if you want to make yourself a little bit more high key or more flashy, you know, just get some extremely high visibility 3M wrap for your car, just stick it on yourself. you know, the big secret about putting on vinyl wrap on your car is, honestly, it's just like a big sticker. It's like, you know, you want to make it look all pretty. Whereas I'm like, nobody cares. Like, you know, make it all crinkly. If anything, crinkly is the new style. I've done seen that on clothes already. So yeah, just do it yourself. You own the future.